こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp で人間救済トレーナー新しく追加されていますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。1個目、英国王立協会企業 B に掲載された UCL と中国の蘭州大学の共同研究で、チベット仏教の僧院における生涯独身について調査を行いました。世界の宗教団体では神父や僧侶など独身主義によって子孫を作ることが禁止されている人々がいますが、子供を作ることで進化してきた人類において、こうした慣習がどう進化して現在まで生き残ってきたのかを探るため、チベット高原東部にある21個の村530世帯を対象に家系図や経済状況などのデータを収集しました。僧侶として寺に送られるのは一般的に次男以降であり、兄弟に僧侶がいる男性ほど裕福でより多くの家畜を所有していることが分かりました。また兄弟に僧侶がいない男性と比べ、より早く結婚しより多くの子供を設けていました。これはつまり宗教による独身主義が自然淘汰によって進化してきた可能性を示しており、研究では数理モデルを構築してそれぞれの立場の進化的適応度への影響を算出しました。生涯独身の僧侶の存在により、村の男性は女性をめぐった競争相手が減ることになり、さらに財産を放棄する僧侶を兄弟に持つことで親の財産をより多く手にできる男性は結婚市場での競争力が高まって子孫の数の増加につながっていました。ただしこれは僧侶本人にとっては不利であるため、本人ではなく親の意思で寺に送られる慣習によって現在まで残っていると考えられます。
In a study published in Royal Society Proceedings B, researchers at UCL and Ranshu University in China investigated the lifelong celibacy of Tibetan monks in order to determine how the custom of monks and priests in religions around the world being prohibited from procreation could persist and evolve over time. The researchers interviewed 530 households across 21 villages in the eastern part of the Tibetan plateau.Reconstructed their genealogies and analyzed their economic conditions. Families tended to send their second or younger son to be a monk, and so men with a monk among their siblings tended to be wealthier, own more animals, marry sooner, and have more children. In other words, this indicates that celibacy could evolve by natural selection. In the study, the researchers developed a mathematical model of the consequences of becoming a monk on evolutionary fitness.Some males becoming monks reduces the overall competition for females in the village, and brothers of monks benefit from additional parental resources, are more competitive in the marriage market, and can thus have more children. However, as becoming a monk is disadvantageous for the monk himself, the practice has only persisted as it is a decision made by the parents.
So, まあこの不利であるっていうのは、あの genetic fitness の話ね。あの当然ながら本人がどう思ってるかとかは別の話で、
うん、
基本的にあの幼少期に親によって修道院にてか僧院に送られて、まあ、すごいお祝いをされるんだって。おめでとうおめでとうみたいな。でその大人になってやっぱ僧侶辞めますとかってなった場合には、もうものすごい不名誉みたいな感じの文化があるらしくて、なので本人の意思というよりはもう親の関心によって形成されていますっていう、
うん、
そう、まあ家族全員をチームと考える文化、しかも家父長制だから個人はちょっと一旦無視というか、その家族家庭レベルの全体主義みたいな感じだよね、
うん、
だから A さん一家と B さん一家の戦いというか競争みたいな。だから A さんの家の長男次男と B さんの家の長男次男、どっちが成功できるかっていうのを考えたときに、次男以降を僧院に送った方がアドバンテージがものすごく出るっていう。
So there's no advantage of anything that the monks actually do? like the rituals, like their activities.
Oh, so here they're only focusing on genetic fitness. So right. not about the individual happiness or anything, right?
Right.
So,
but for the village or for a family, do the monks perform some function that's advantageous other than consuming less resources and sort of stepping out of the marriage market?
I actually don't know, but これを読んだ印象ではそのだからちっちゃい時から離れ離れで暮らすっていうことなんだよね。
うん。
So, you know, you sort of send him off and don't really see him.
Mm.
And you don't really pay for him either.
Right.
So maybe there are some psychological benefits to that as well, but I think mainly, まあ本人たちがどういう意識でいるかっていうのは多分別の話で、これそのエボリューション的にどうかっていうところに注目してるから、その結果としてなぜここまで繁栄して残っているかっていうと、そういうエボリューショナリーベネフィットがあるからですねっていう。
うん。
そう、めちゃくちゃ面白いよね。でもこれ家父長制だから女性の場合はほぼ恩恵がないんだよね。だからその、うん、兄弟が別に僧侶になろうがならまいが、自分はどっちにしろ遺産はもらえないから、自分の取り分が増える減るっていうのはあまり関係ない、
うん、
ただ男兄弟の場合はそれがものすごい大きな影響があるっていう。
So this is sort of sustained by demographics. You have to have enough people, and the people to resource ratio sort of, there's not enough resources per person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So, みんなが、まあ、基本的に村に住んでるみんなが家畜を、まあ、買って、そう、あの、まあ、小さい農業を営んでいるみたいな。So, すごいインダストリアルな農業とかじゃなくて。なので、基本リソースがみんな限られているっていう前提がある。So.
It kind of reminds me of this trend of people living off-grid.And sort of minimizing their own resource utilization, their own externalities on the environment.
Mm. Yeah, I think 日本も多分私たちの親世代、まあ、60代とか70代とかの人と話してると、その昔は子供をすごい産む人が多かったじゃん。もう6人とか10人とか。そうするとその何人かちょっと養子に出すみたいなこう子供ができない人にちょっと渡したりとか、うん、でそれ別に何かあのインスティテューションを通すっていうよりはもう個人 の, その口約束じゃないけど、うん、あうちの子あげますよみたいな感じでさやってたのは結構あった話だと思うんだよね。それも多分そのリソースをちょっとセーブするためっていうのが大きかったと思うから、あの今回はチベットで家父長制だから女性の僧侶っていうのがすごい少ないんだけど、例えばヨーロッパとかで女性の相続権が強い場合は、例えばキリスト教でシスターズとかに、
うん、
あの若い時からなる人もいるので、それがもしかしたら同じ枠組みで説明できるかもしれないっていうのはここに書いてあった、
うん、
そうだから女性家父長制だと女性がリソースをそんなに食わないので、別に家にいても、まあ、早く結婚して出て行ってほしいっていうのは生まれてしまうんだけど、ただ別に、ね、兄弟の遺産が減るとかはない。ただそれがある場合は女性もちょっと人にあげるなんていうの、そのリソースを、ま、守るじゃないけど、一人にあげられるリソースの量を増やすために、そうやってちょっと教会に行ってあなたを暮らしてくれみたいなのがあるのかもっていう、
うん、I wonder how resource management on sort of a societal level shaped the formation and contents of the religions themselves too. You know, because religions、うん、have a lot to say about wanting material things, about, you know, being wasteful, right? It's particularly Buddhism, right? You're not really enlightened if you're, if all you want is like a Bugatti or something.
Yeah. そうね。Yeah. で、ここに書いてあって面白いなと思ったのはその、It is often suggested that the spread of new ideas, even irrational ones, can result in the creation of new institutions as people conform to a new standard. But it may be that institutions can also be shaped by people's reproductive and economic decisions.
Hmm.
まさに今回の話みたいな。
Hmm.
あ、こう、これも別に意識してるわけではないじゃん。そう、自分のジェネリックフィットネスを上げるために息子を総員に送ろうみたいな風に意識して持ってるわけではないんだけど。
Right. It's more Freudian, sort of like a psychological subconscious thing. Like our motivations are not like just apparent on the surface. そう、だから
当然その個人が選択、あの息子自身が選択して僧侶なり神父になるっていう場合はそのシステムがなくなるまではいかなくてもそこまで何大量の人がその道を選ぶっていうふうにはならないわけだよね、
mm-hmm.
そこで自分自身のジェネリックフィットネスがもうなくなってしまうから、
right.
だからそうすごい面白くないこれ I was like, oh, なるほどねみたいな
It's very interesting to think about modern society and culture in anin the context of evolution because there's no reason why evolution would just not be happening even now you know so, so it's we tend to think that we've like human beings became conscious and we've sort of broken away from whatever evolution is you know because people wear glasses things like that but it seems more and more like it's fully intact, whatever evolution is. It's not working the same way. It's a lot more like epigenetic. It's a lot more cultural, environmental, you know, rather than like DNA, just DNA based. It's like DNA is information transfer through like reproduction and selection, like life or death, you know, survival. But now we haveinformation transfer through culture through like written language you know
yeah so 私も学生の時キリスト教の学校行っててまあシスターとか神父様がたくさんいて身近にこうもうなんていうか異世界の人間みたいなふうに自分は捉えてたからさもう一生自分はこう誰かと付き合ったりすることもないし結婚することもないしもうそれを決めているっていうさ私は中学生高校生だったからもうこれからめちゃくちゃデートするぞみたいなさもうそういう何ホルモン全開みたいなその自分とそのもう一生私は独身ですって決めてる人たちの存在とのギャップみたいなのってすごいじゃ
ん
それを若い時にこうさ目の当たりにしてまあ、いろんな人がいるんだなってその時は思ったけど、まあ、こうやって親に、まあ、ある意味強制されていく場合と、まあ、本人がそうやって決める場合でも全然ね違うしそのジェネリックフィットネスっていう観点からも全然違うじゃん、
right.
強制されてるのと自分で決めるっていうのとだからそれもなんか面白いよね人間特有というか
You don't really get to design who you are when you grow up, you know? A lot of things are just decided by your parents. And a lot of things are just, they're not in your parents' control either.
Yeah.
And all of these things affect whether you're going to reproduce or not. Or how much. Or, you know, what information you're going to leave on this planet.And whether or not you think that's important, you know?
Yeah. So.
And it's like every single action that every human being takes moment to moment all funnels into some calculation of the probability of our species like surviving, you know, like the next 10 million years or something. It's like every thought, every decision, every action has some effect on the future of this species. You kind of can't get out of that game or that reality, you know?
いやしかもまあこういう場合とかその昔の日本でそうやって養子に出すとかもそうだっけ、その表立っては言わないわけじゃん。この一人にリソースを割きたいからあなたはちょっと行ってあっちに行ってねとかさ言わない、その本音と建前みたいなところがあって、建前の方がすごい大きく宣伝される場合の方が多いと思うから、余計ねこう本来の目的というか、そういうナチュラルセレクション、そういう何進化的な意味みたいなところがマスクされて見えにくくなるみたいなのもあるだろうし。
We're animals, still.
Yep, totally. 次、iScience に掲載されたジョージア工科大学とマイクロンバイオメディカル社の研究で、医療用タトゥーを痛みや出血なく安価に施せるマイクロニードルパッチが開発されました。従来のタトゥーとは違い、数十から数百本の針をあらかじめ特定のデザインになるよう配置し、ステッカーのように数分間皮膚に貼り付けます。針は砂粒よりも小さく、皮膚に押し込まれるとすぐに溶けて中のインクが注入される仕組みです。医療用タトゥーは放射線治療用のマーキングや乳がんの手術の後に乳首を再現するのに使われているほか、転換やアレルギーなどのメディカルアラートとして利用している人もいます。また、避妊や去勢が終わっている犬や猫の識別も、従来の耳の先を切り取ったり、耳に札をつけたりする方法の代わりに、マイクロニードルパッチを使うことができます。
In a study published in iScience, researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology and Micron Biomedical have developed an affordable tattoo method using microneedles,which is painless and causes no bleeding. Unlike conventional tattooing, this method uses an array of microneedles which are prearranged to inject the desired design and pressed into the skin for a few minutes. The needles are smaller than grains of sand and immediately dissolve and inject the ink upon applying pressure. Medical tattoos are used for radiation therapy markings, nipple restoration, allergy alerts, and alerts for seizures.They could also be used to identify dogs and cats which have been sterilized or neutered, rather than clipping or tagging their ears, as is commonly done now.
そう、これ色も別に自由で、あの色だけじゃなくて光とか温度とか紫外線に反応するインクとかも使えるから、例えば紫外線を当てたりとか、こう熱を与えた場合にのみ見えるようになるとか。もできるんだって。なので普段は見えないけど、その医療用に何か使わなきゃいけないときにその目印として見えるようにするとか、その患者にとってもプライバシーが守られるっていう、まあ、あと一時的なインクとかね、その、まあ、だんだん消えていくとかそういうのもできるみたいだから、
うん、
そう面白いよね。
Did you see pictures? Examples、うん、of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it pretty、まあ、今も high resolution?
Not really.、
うん、
so, まあ、今もマイクロニードルってさ、あの日本とかでも普通に売ってるけど、美容用にこう目の下に貼ったりとかで、ちょっと傷つけて再生させることで皮膚をきれいにするみたいなスキンケアグッズとか売られてると思うんだけど、
うん、
あの普通のタトゥーとはやっぱ違って、そのギュッて押し付けて終わりだから、あの医療用にはいいと思うけど、その普通のなんていうのアスタリックな、
mm-hmm.
タトゥーをこれで代用するのはちょっと無理だと思う。
What if that's the style that you want? You want like a little space invaders or something? Like 8-bit?
あ、まあ、うん、まあそれだったらいいかもしれないね。
Does it look digital? Or how does it look? How many pins can you have like per centimeter?
That's a good question.
Is it like 240p?
I can pull it up, but... ちょっと待ってね。なんかね、私が見たのはハートのデザインとか、ちょっと なんかいろんなシンボルとかのやつだったんだけど、
mm-hmm.
Oh, where did the... Oh, here. Oh, come on. なんかね、数字とかもできるしみたいなの書いてあったんだけど、こうなんていうんだろうな、ドットはすごいこう幾何学的に並んでるじゃん、
うん、
あここにある、うん、だからやっぱりちょっとピクセレイレっていうか、
うん、
あのストップっていう字を書いたり QR コードとか、
Oh, you can do a QR code?
そういうのもできる。そう、QR コードできるよ。
So they can put information on the animal, like, like when it was, I don't know, neutered. I don't know if you care. Whatever, whose animal it is.
ワクチンとかね。
You could put the owner's phone number or something.
そうね、ここに連絡して、迷子になってたらここに連絡してくださいとかできるかもしれないね。
You could have a URL.
Mm.
So someone scans the animal and it takes them to some website.
Yeah. So, まあ痛くないからありがたいよね。その耳の先っぽを切るとかってさ、普通にミューティレーションだからちょっとできることならやんない方がいいじゃん。
うん。
So. Oh, I don't know how to. Hmm.Yeah, but I don't know how many can go in.
What about eyebrow tattoos? Aren't those like micro
needle? これは… Yeah, あれはシングルニードルとかじゃないのかな。わかんない。でもこういうパッチみたいなのでは絶対無理だ。なんか変になっちゃう、絶対。
Yeah.
だからその乳がんのあのね、乳首とか乳輪を再現するみたいなやつも、最近はすごい 3D タトゥーとか。でこうパッて見たら本当にもう本当の乳首に見えるみたいないっぱいあるけど、そういうのはだからこういうのではこういうマイクロニードルパッチではさすがに無理だと思うから、ただその放射線治療用のマーキングとか
、うん、
メディカルアラートみたいなやつはまあこれをねちょっと貼り付けたらもうできちゃうっていうの
は、ありがたいよね。 So is this something you could like order it and it shows up in the mail and you just slap it on your armAnd you can do it yourself? Like, you don't need an artist, right?
そう、まあ今まだ commercialize されてないからどういう仕組みになるのか分かんないけど、一応そう、自分でできるって書いてあったね。あの本人がやろうと思えば。まあだって貼るだけだからね。普通に、何、今性病の検査とかでもパチンってあの針指に刺すやつあるじゃん。多分あれよりも全然痛くないしって感じだと思う。でもさ、これ自分でやるのはいいけど、その一応ほぼパーマネントっていうか本当のタトゥーと一緒でずっと残るものだから、
mm-hmm.
そ自分でやるのはちょっとプレッシャーだよね。家でやるってなったらさ、
But the design is like already set, right?
いや、だから貼るだけだけど、
Isn't it safer
どこに貼ろうかな
than just walking into some random tattoo parlor where the artist could be like a beginner
まあそれは自分の選び方次第だから。
There are a lot of really bad tattoos, so you kind of take the risk that part out of it, right?
まあ最近はでもみんなインスタを持ってるからさ、タトゥーアーティストの人。私もそうやって探したけど。
うん。
あ、この人のこの、こういう感じなのか、こういうスタイルなのか、こういう技術かとかっていうのは、まあある程度見えるじゃん。
うん。
昔とかだとね、本当ウォークインしてこんにちはみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
でもうそこで当たった人にお願いするみたいな感じだったけど、
It seems like this will get better, right? They'll have more needles per area、
うんね、
and
と思うけど、
they'll have like a high resolution version.
Maybe, maybe.
Would you do it? Or is it uncool? There's like no pain. It doesn't take any time. Everyone's so proud of like how long their tattoo took and how painful it was. Right?
Well, the 一番最近私がやったやつはシングルニードルだから全然痛くないのに、そもそも血も出ないし別に、だから、うん、
Yeah, I mean more like the large back pieces and sleeves stuff, you know, people talk about. Oh, that must have been so painful. It's like, yeah, I have like 15 hours left.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of
small talk. まあ、でも、プロセスが楽しいのはあるじゃん。やっぱそのアーティストの人と自分の何共同作業というかさ、ある意味その掘られてる間は全然共同じゃなくてアーティストの人が一人で頑張ってるわけだけど、そこへたどり着くまではさ、じゃあどういうデザインにしてどういう色にしてとかをある程度さ、相談したりとかやってもらったりして、あ、ちょっとここはこういうふうにもうちょっとしたいとかリクエストして、でさあやるぞみたいな、そのプロセス自体がね、もうアートっていうか楽しいから、そのシールをねペタリ自分で貼り付けるだけってなるとそういう意味での楽しさはあんまないかもね。だから医療用には完璧だけど、エステティックっていう意味ではちょっと楽しくはないかも。
Do you think they'll use this kind of technique in like the Yakuza or in gangs?
いやダメじゃない、それこそさ、その俺のは痛いんだぞみたいな、そういう自慢なんじゃないの、このシールちょっとペタッと貼っただけじゃ。
But all the like really low level,
自慢できない。
Like chimpira, like low level guys, they just とりあえず they get like the patch.
とりあえず。
Like, oh, you're part, you're part of the gang.
ね。
Or does it have to be like the bamboo stabbing? You know, there's like a whole range of technology now.
そうね、だから手彫りだもんね、ああいう人たちは。
Yeah.
機械は使ってません。
And this is the opposite end of that spectrum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The like 5-minute patch.
そうね。なんかここで、まあ、出てるこのプロトタイプはもちろんすごいちっちゃいものなんだけど、それこそ大きいやつってなるとどうなんだろうね。その例えばこうスタンプ押すときとかもさ、均等にギュッて押し付けないとちょっと押せてないとことかできちゃうじゃん、ハンコとかもそうだけど、そういう感じでさ、ちゃんとギュッてしないとなんか一部だけ押し付け忘れてるみたいな。
Right. If it's like your head or something, because your head is round.
Yeah. Well, not just your head, but like 別にどこでも your
elbows.
You're pretty much round everywhere, right? Like your arms or
yeah, but your thigh, you know, your tricep, it's probably fine, right? But like your forehead it's hard.
Wrinkles, right? Not just on your face, but actually your body. So when I got mine on my wrist, there's like なんかリストもさ、よく見ると線が入ってるじゃん、シワというか、そこをちゃんとやらないとやっぱ後でそこが白く残っちゃうんだよね、だから結構何回も何回もやってさ、だからこうステッカーの場合はどうなるんだろうね、ギュッギュッってしっかり押してくださいみたいななるんかな。
They could have a curved one, right?
Curved one?
Yeah. Where all the needles are sort of in the shape of where you're tattooing. You know what? Like dentist's offices and stuff, they have this like plate with a bunch of metal pins and you can like push your face into it and then you see your face in 3D on the other side.
Yeah.
So you could like do that once.And then they have a machine that checks the position of all the pins.
Right.
And then they can custom make a tattoo stamp for your, for your forehead or wherever you want to do it.
Would you do this?
No, I don't think so. It's too low resolution and I don't really want a tattoo.
Even if it doesn't hurt, doesn't matter.
That's not the reason.
Not the problem.
That's not the reason. If it was temporary, maybe I'd get like a QR code. I don't know, for like if it makes PayPay easier or something. don't know.
確かに。
like,
でもめっちゃ嫌だよね。
え、
どんなに便利でも PayPay の QR コード自分の体についての超嫌じゃない。
But it's,
確かに、こう、携帯いらずに、yeah. ね、コンビニ行った瞬間にピッて手首とかかざせばいいみたいな。
Yeah.
でもめっちゃダサくない?
But people どんだけ PayPay 好きなの? People have tattoos that look exactly like that. Like, people have barcode tattoos, right?It's like cool.
PayPay ってとこがなんか嫌なんだ。私の
Well, whatever it is, I can store my Ponta or whatever. You know.
Tsutaya.
But if it's temporary, and it, that would be like really convenient, right? Because I have too many cards and apps and stuff. It's like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's not really a style thing. It's more of a convenience
thing. でも嫌だな。今さ、モリソンズっていうスーパーに一番よく行くんだけど、そこでセルフレジなのね。
Uh-huh.
全部。だから全部ピッピッピッってした後に、あの、モリソンズカードをスキャンしてくれって言われるわけ。
Hmm.
ポイントを貯めるためにね。で、いつもさ、あ、モリソンズカードどこだろうってこう財布の中に探すんだけど、じゃあそれは自分の手首にモリソンズカードのバーコードがついてたらどうかって考えると、やっぱ、利便性はめちゃくちゃあるだろうけど、ちょっとダサすぎてやだ、やだよね。
It would look cool. I'd just get all of them. I'd get, you know, the Morrisons and Staya and like all the, just in a row. Just down my wrist.
便利は便利だよね、きっとね。
No one has useful tattoos. It's always like just looks cool.
あとスイカみたいなね。だから本当究極に手ぶらで出かけられるみたいな。そう、クレジットカードとか。もう全てをさ自分の体についてれば、まあ、それはそう考えると便利そうだけどね。
There was a guy that had an NFC implanted in his wrist to unlock his Tesla. But the Tesla unlocks with the phone, so it doesn't like you want to have your phone if you're going to drive, right?You gotta have your wallet and your driver's license and stuff anyways. So that doesn't really make any sense. But NFC is what's used for like Suica and everything else too, right? So you could have an NFC chip like in your wrist. And I think they have pretty good technology now that it's like it's not gonna get infected. They have like non-corrosive likecoatings for implantable electronics. But yeah, I'd do a temporary tattoo, I think. QR code. You wouldn't do it? Just because it looks uncool?
QR code?
Yeah.
For what?
For Morrisons.
Yeah, Morrisons はちょっといいかな。そこまでポイントもたまるわけじゃないし、ベネフィットがちょっと少ない。
I see.
Yeah. でもクレジットカードとかだったらやってもいいかも。
Yeah. They're not doing that in China?
I don't know.
Everyone has their phone, so it's just, you know, everything's just your phone.
Yeah. 次。Yeah.
In a study published in Environmental Research Communications, researchers from Yale College and Cornell University propose refreezing the poles of the Earth by injecting reflective aerosols into the atmosphere. The researchers point out that the annual mean surface temperature in the Arctic has risen by 3 degrees Celsius between 1971 and 2019, and that average surface sea ice cover is about 40% lower.On average, than it was in the 1980s. At this rate, it is expected that nearly all Arctic sea ice will disappear before 2050. While previous research has investigated global aerosol injection, this paper suggests that a limited subpolar aerosol injection of 12 million tons of sulfur dioxide at an altitude of 13 kilometers, 60 degrees north and south of the equator.Would reduce average temperatures by 3.7 degrees Celsius, essentially reversing the temperature increase caused by climate change. The project would take at least 10 years to plan and require a large fleet of specialized aircraft deployed from Arctic and Antarctic bases. Overall, the project is estimated to cost $11 billion per year. However, the researchers argue that it would be more affordable than other strategies such as mitigation, adaptation, or carbon sequestration.
Environmental Research Communications に掲載されたイェール大学とコーネル大学の研究で、気候変動によって氷が溶けている南極と北極を再度凍らせるため、成層圏に反射性のエアロゾルを噴射する案が提示されました。北極の年間表面温度の平均は1971年から2019年の間に3度上昇しており、海氷面積の平均は1980年代と比べて約 40% 減少しています。このままだと2050年までにほぼ全ての北極海の海氷が消滅すると予想されています。過去の研究では地球規模のエアロゾル噴射が検討されてきましたが、今回の論文では赤道から南北60度の範囲に限定し、高度 13km 地点に二酸化硫黄のエアロゾル1200万トン分を噴射すれば、平均気温を 3.7 度下げ、気候変動による気温上昇を実質的に逆転させることができると提案しています。同プロジェクトの計画には少なくとも10年がかかるほか、北極や南極の基地から配備される特殊航空機が大量に必要となります。全体で年間110億ドルの費用がかかる見込みですが、チームは緩和や適応、炭素隔離といった他の戦略よりは低いコストであるとしています。
Yep.
もう今すぐ取り掛かってほしい。
Yeah.
10年だったらもう2030年だもんね、うん、しかも計画にそれだけかかるってことはインプレメントするのもまた時間かかるってことでしょ、
うん、And so,、obviously this is geoengineering. You would be changing the planet.
Yeah.
And it would have long-term effects that would be difficult to reverse. So, if this didn't work out for some reason, that'd be really bad.
Yeah.
You know. So.
So what kind of negative effects could happen?
A lot more research is needed to know exactly what.
Hmm.
The scale of the negative impacts could be, it could result in some acidification of the rainfall.
Yikes.
That would affect ecosystems in a negative way.
Yeah.
So it's not, mm. it's not free, right?
So that's all that, no.
It's not free. You can't just do yeah. this and, like, everything's going to be perfectly, you know, just better.
Right.
Also, the temperature change would be, it's proportionate to how much of this stuff you use.
Mm.
So there has been a lot of research into this sort of thing with various particles. Generally, the aerosol injection studies are looking into some particle that would deflect solar radiation in the stratosphere, preventing mm-hmm. it from reaching the ground and sort of having a greater heat effect.
Yeah.
This study is focusing on the polar regions because of this Arctic amplification effect.So, the reason why the Arctic is warming faster than the rest of the Earth is because the surface sea ice melts, which creates more surface area that's dark and non-reflective. And that area absorbs more energy, which warms it faster, which melts more ice,which creates more surface area to warm faster and melt even more ice, right? So basically you have the greatest benefit by focusing on the Arctic and restoring what is known as the albedo or the reflectivity of the Arctic region of Earth. So we're losing albedo. It's causing this Arctic warming amplification effect. And that has quite a bit of momentum already, where a lot of energy has been stored in the oceans. And even if we removed all the carbon dioxide magically right now, we have less surface ice. So it's sort of hard to reverse that and get the ice to start increasing again, right? So this is just one sort of dramatic but affordable strategy on how we might be able to do that if it turns out in the future that that's what we need to do. So these researchers aren't, they're not suggesting like that this would just magically fix everything, but it's sort of like if times get desperate, this is one option that we could try.
Yeah.
And it's better than having to aerosol the entire planet. So.
Right. Yeah, 計画しといてもう like ああもう終わりだってなった時に仕方ないこれをやるかみたいな。
Yeah.
それなんていうんだ殿下の宝刀っていうんだっけ。これが目に入らぬか的な最後の手段。
They actually seem to have done a lot of the planning already. Like they, they've selected the different sites that would be used as a base in the. They're saying whatever you do in the northern region, you should also do something similar on in the south. Otherwise, you're going to create a strange imbalance. But yeah, it's sort of it would be scary, right? When they're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. その自分がチームの人だったら責任重大すぎてめちゃくちゃ怖いよね。何か変なことしたらさ、とかこう何かを 見落としていて、とんでもないことになったらもう惑星ごと。それこそパニックムービーみたいなでよく見るようなさことになりかねないみたいな。
Things would get very political. Very political. 、
うん、political になる暇もあるのかね、そうなったらもう。
Well,
ああ、もう終わりだみ。
No one's... Like, who decides... Who gets to decide something like this, right?
本当だよね。
This is really a planet, like an Earth-scale project they're talking about.
Yeah.
So you really need, you know, like the new world order.
Consensus.
Yeah. You know, you need some sort of global, you know, authority. Like, how would we go about making this decision today?
ね、本当だよね。
So is it like the UN and like, you know, you have, are there debates about this or does someone just decide?Like, what is the process? Let's say the IPCC comes out, you know, next month and says, all right, we are absolutely doomed unless we control the Arctic temperature to, you know,
within. 結局でも誰がこのお金を出せるかっていう話になってくるからさ。
It's 11 billion, you know.
どの国が。
Bezos can
do. 結局はそのお金を出せる国。Bezos.
It costs like a fourth of what Twitter costs. You know, like, it's not that expensive, right?
確かにね、そう考えるとね、全然もうアメリカのお金持ちたちが割り勘してくれれば。
Well, you want it to be...
普通に払える。
This, how do we make a planet...scale decision right now, or is it just impossible? Or will there's going to be like a war over whether or not to do this?
War まではいかないだろうけど、どうだろうね。そこに変なだから interest が生まれたりとかしてると、 難しくなるかもしれない。でもどうだろうね。I don't know.
And then there's people that live up north. Are the Inuits just gonna get, you know, sulfured? You know, like they just gotta.
Yeah, まあそういう問題は絶対にあるし、まああとそのこれをやるやらないっていうこう一つの問題っていうよりかはこっちの方がいい考えなんじゃないか、あっちの方がいい考えなんじゃないかみたいな。何がベストかっていうところで意見が分かれるっていうのは絶対にあり得るから、いやこっちよりあっちの方が絶対いいってうちの国の研究チームは言っていますとか。
Like what's another option to achieve something like this though?
I don't know. If someone comes up with some other idea that would benefit their country more for some reason or something, I don't know. Then that could cause some conflict, I guess, but.
The people in the north don't mind that much, right? Like, if you live in Greenland, it's like, oh, it's getting warmer. Like, this is great. And then everyone else is like, hold on, we need it to get 3 degrees colder. And it's like, dude,
why?
It was just getting nice.
Well, it's not that simple, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, there's extreme...weather like typhoon or you know all kinds of things that weren't really happening before とか。あ、なんか日本もすごかすごい予定だったんでしょ、予定は台風でも平気だった。
Well, I don't know if it was 平気, but it mostly affected
sort of disappeared,
right? It mostly affected southwestern Japan, like you know.Kagoshima or it didn't really come to Tokyo so much. It got windy.
Oh, okay. But, ah, でも一応鹿児島とかはダメージがあったってこと?
Well, there were evacuations and things that are quite disruptive and stressful no matter how bad it is, like the thing itself. But,
避難した人がいっぱいいたからってこと?
Yeah, the rainfall was pretty extreme and I don't know if there was likelandslides or not, but you know, there's a lot. There were. It's not like a bunch of people died. I think there were 2 deaths and a dozen so injuries.
That's too bad.
So, I mean, in that sense, I guess it's lucky considering it's like a record-breaking typhoon. But yeah, over here, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, that is one of the things indicated by a lot of the research that we will have like larger storms. So
yeah, it's not easy to get like Japanese news here mostly because I can't I can't open Yahoo URLs.
What? Why not?
I told you this. ヨーロッパでヤフーニュース見れないからさ、開けないじゃん。
そうだっけ?
When? Yeah, Yahoo abandoned us.
What?
Yahoo decided to abandon all of Japanese people outside of Japan. Well, people
or just,
in Europe.
Is it EU or Europe?
EU かな。あ、でも、いや、no. UK も含まれてるから、その GDPR が対象になってる国はもう見れないから。で別にもともと私ヤフー自体には行かないんだけどさ、ツイッターとかでみんながシェアしてるのがヤフーのリンクであることが思った以上に多くて、あこんなことあるんだと思ってヘッドラインとかコメント見て開こうとすると、そのお住まいの地域では見れませんみたいなのが出ちゃうから、だからね、日本でさ海外に住んでるコメンテーターみたいな人結構いるじゃん。で日本のニュースについてさ、まあ、インフルエンサーみたいな感じでめっちゃコメントしてる人とか、日本に住んでる時何も思ってなかったけど、すげえなみたいな、どんだけ日本のニュース頑張って取りに行ってんだろうみたいな、
普通だよ
意識して取りに行かないと。
No, it's normal.
What is normal?
I mean, you have the internet, like,
No, but like,
I don't understand.
No, but like, you talk to people about, like, I live here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, like, people are more interested in what's happening here.
right.
And, you know, geolocation wise, like on Twitter or whatever, they tend to show you what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn on TV, they only talk about what's happening here and maybe some other parts of the world, but not really about Japan, right? So if I want to know what's going on in Japan enough to actually make comments about it on TV or whatever,
right,
then, もう結構自らめっちゃ探しに行かないといけないじゃん。だからみんなそれをやってんだと思って、なんか、
Well, like, the UK is so small, and there's not, the population is, like, quite small. And so I think outside of the UK, they don't really talk about anything that's happening in the UK, aside from this whole Queen passing situation, which is probably the most attention the UK has, like, ever gotten.
Well, Brexit.
Ever. There was Brexit. There was Brexit. But that was kind of a Europe story too, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I mean, that's my impression of, like, you feel like a lot of what's happening is in the UK, or what percentage of your news is like local news? You think?
I see a lot of news about here and Ukraine, and you know, I don't see much about Japan. Like, I won't see much about Japan unless I really go look for them. That's why I'm sort of shigina kimochi to see all these, you know, Japanese influencers living abroad that only talk about Japan. You know, it's like, well, you live outside, but then your focus remains Japan. And I don't know how they do that, because
at one point
it starts feeling irrelevant, because, you know, I need to read about knife crimes here instead of, you know, what's happening in Tokyo right now. Like, that's not really relevant to me anymore. So
what Japan news,
what's happening,
are you aware of right now? Like, what are the big stories right now?
I saw the go-kart no chiko no yatsu that everyone was very angry about. And I also saw the mata basu de chichai ko ga nakunarimashita mitaina. So when there's a huge outcry, I pick it up, I guess. Or the algorithm lets me pick it up. But other than that, I don't really, I mean, I was trying to tell you about this video that I saw from like 3-4 days ago with this man. なんか全身黒ずくめの男性がもう本当に海賊が持ってるみたいな、こんなでっかい剣、剣っていうナイフっていうのもなんかおかしいぐらいの、本当にこのフック船長が持ってるみたいなやつをさ、持って街中でなんか人を切ろうとしてる動画 拡散されてて、まあその人は多分まだ捕まってないんだけど。
In Japan?
No, no, no. ロンドンで。
Oh.
そうだから、そういうのとかを見てるから、その日本で何が起きてるかを見る時間はさ、少なくなるじゃん。やっぱ相対的に当然。 So.
There's a lot going on here. There's a lot things being discussed. A lot of political stuff. Obviously, there's the whole, what do you call it? Like a state funeral plan for...
Oh, yeah. Right. Abe-san. Yeah.
You saw that, yeah?
Yeah, not as much, though. I mean...
what's your take on that?
I have zero opinion. Oh, I honestly don't care. I mean... Yeah.
Do you think they should do it, they shouldn't do it, or you just don't care? It's sort of going at the same time people are talking about, you know, the Queen's funeral, you know, ceremonies and stuff. So it's like, I guess there's some parallels there.
Yeah. I don't, well, I'm not really for it. I'm not like, oh, they should definitely do it. Like, I'm definitely not.
Okay.
On that side. So.
So what?
Like, I think it's weird that they're trying to do it, but.
Well, I don't think it's that weird. I don't think you have, you know, you have to be royalty or I have to agree with your politics or anything like that. If you give, you know, if you pay the ultimate sacrifice, you know, in service, presumably, that's what happened. I think that's respectable, aside from what your political views are, you know. That's sort of how people felt about the Queen too, I think, because you can get into all the,
like, the funeral itself is not really the problem. It's more like there are so many unanswered questions, and you know, about, you know, the relationship with this religion and all the other things that were questioned in the past. Those are not answered, and I think a lot of people are concerned that by doing this funeral, he will sort of, like, there will be this weird peer pressure, like, oh, you know, like, we shouldn't even ask these questions anymore. You know, it's this
about the religion, you mean? About, like,
or anything,
the political,
any kind of questions that people still have. なんかもうこれで終わりみたいな、そのもう忘れるべきみたいになるのを懸念している人が多いのかなって私は思ってるけど、わかんない。
I think that happens. I mean, that's going to happen regardless of whether they do the funeral.
I mean, it seemed like the problem is that there are no protocols. There is no, like, set rules for something like this, and
right,
I personally think that that's the problem.
But it's sort of unusual circumstances, right? It's not often that someone like this is assassinated.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely possible, right? So it's weird,
sure,
that there's no, there are no set rules. So, まあそれさえあれば別にそんなね、やるならやるでも、もうそういう決まりなんでってなってれば。
So it's almost, I feel like maybe it's a little bit extra, given that there's no protocol or there's no, there's nothing like built in for this. So it's like a little bit extra politically.
まあそういうことじゃない。だってね、別にルールで決まってるんだったら、みんな、ああそうですねってなるんじゃない？と思うけど。だからそのルールがないのか、私もちょっと詳しくよくわかんないけど。
To me, I think I'm not, I mean, like you, I'm not, like, you know, advocating that they do this.
Yeah.
But I do feel that psychologically there are a lot of people who had a lot of respect for this person and followed this person as a leader, who feel like they need something, as, you know, for the mourning aspect of this. You know, similarly to the Queen. It's not really for the Queen, right? It's sort of for the followers and whatnot. But, you know, whether that makes it a necessity, I don't know. It's sort of,
yeah, so
it's very,
yeah,
difficult,
to me it's so. Just about the rules, you know. I guess in the Queen's case too, I think there are people that question, you know, the, because it costs a lot of money.
Looks pretty expensive, honestly.
There are people who question it, but it is within the rules, you know? It's,
yeah, but they made up the rules. They're the,
so,
they,
yeah, they can, of course they can question the rules, but it's not like, you know, no one's really asking, like, why are we doing this now? You know what I mean?
But it's like,
so
know.
There can, of course, be a discussion of, like, let's change the rules. But at least it's within the rules. So.
But I think those rules are sort of monarch level rules put in by the monarchy itself. You know, it's
exactly,
sort of, it's not the most legitimate form of, like, you know, democratic
exactly, but my
rules,
point is that because the rules are 明文化されてる, it's not arbitrary. I mean, how the rules came about...
That's totally arbitrary.
...could be arbitrary.
100%.
But, you know, it's there, it's written. So...
Right.
I guess it's easier for people to swallow.
I guess.
When you think about, like, human psychology, right?
Right.
And people are not going to be as divided?
I don't know. There are implications...
Because then,
for
because
a lot
then
of countries and peoples outside of the United Kingdom, it, for that particular set of rituals, you know, so
because like then the debate will be more constructive. Like, should we change the rule or not? Right? Instead of like, okay, there are no rules. Should we do it or should we not do it? It's too boyakete.
No one could change the rule though, and the rule was put there arbitrarily. So yeah, there's a rule. That's nice, but you know.
そうだからそのルールを変えるべきか変えないべきかっていう議論だったら全然建設的な話だけど、ルールがなくてやるべきか やらないべきかってなるともうみんながさもう好みの問題だからさそんなのだからこうやって揉めるんじゃないなって思うけど。
I think the funeral ceremony will be far less extravagant the next time royalty passes on. I suspect.
Why?
Because the king is not super popular. And probably... I mean, do you think it'll just be the same?
Oh, you say it's going to be less extravagant?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I think... Yeah, I think they're trying to streamline a lot of things as well, the current king, because I think they are aware that there's like less support than, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
He has some health problems. He, I don't know what exactly, but he has clear symptoms of some sort of health problems. Maybe autoimmune or something, but, you know, his hands are, like, very swollen. It's not a good sign.
I mean, he's old, so...
What did you think of the Tenno-heika attending the Queen's funeral without a mask on?
I didn't think anything of it. だからそれさ、私だからさ、ロンドンに住んでるから、本当にそのことなんて何にも、なんていうの、もう頭、発想にもないじゃん。だって誰もマスクしてないので、もうさ、1年ぐらい暮らしてんだからさ。だけど、日本のヘッドラインたまたま見て、そのマスクなしで行くことに決めましたみたいな。なんかもう、びっくりって、びっくりするのがおかしいんだけど、あ、でもそっか、みたいな。そのマスクするかしないか。
But there'd be way more headlines if Tenno-heika wore a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There would be headlines in every country outside of
Japan. でもちょっと心配になったっていうか、やっぱこっちの人はさ、もうみんなかかり終わってるからさ、もうマスクしてなくてもある程度いいやみたいな感じでいるけど、天皇陛下なんてもうずっと多分守られてもうね。ならないように感染しないように感染しないように暮らしてきたはずなのに急にあんなさ密のとこにヨーロッパで入れられてさまあ感染しそうだなと思ってちょっと心配にはなったけど、でもあの葬儀の前の日のレセプションに到着しましたみたいなところですごいニコニコなんか他の王族の人とさこうスモートークしながら、建物に入っていく様子みたいなの見てなんかいやそれこそ怒られるけどなんか可愛いなみたいな感じちょっと生き生きしてたからあ久しぶりにねヨーロッパ来て久しぶりにいろんな人に会って楽しいのかなと思ってそのなんか可愛いなと思っちゃったそうちょっと生き生きしてたから
Did you see that Biden said that the pandemic is over?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said it's over.
Where?He said it.
I don't know.
Before
or after
visiting here?
It was maybe 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days ago? Just randomly, Biden was just like, oh, the pandemic is over. Yeah, he said it's over.
See, if you come to London, then you feel that way because people are acting like it's over. So Biden もそれそうなるわ。だってこっち来てさ、ね、あんな大量の人たちに会ってさ、もう完全に3密みたいなところでやったら、そりゃ、あれ終わってるって思ったんだろうね。I don't know.
A lot of people were quite upset with that statement. And it was long COVID. We can say it, it just can't be written in our app.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they'll ban it or something. It was trending that, well, long COVID was trending. There was some research saying that 1 out of 3 women and 1 out of 5 men are suffering long-term effects from infection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really weird situation right now. Like, みんななんかそういう情報は理解してて、まあね、その医療が逼迫してる問題とか今もあるだろうしとか。ただこう日常の生活は続いていて、なんて言うんだろうね。まだあのクイーンのフューネラルとかもさ、別に大量の人がマスクなしでああやって参加してとか、そのなんか本当にパラレルワールド状態じゃん。その国によって本当にもう全然違う、その何対策ももう何年も経って全然変わってるし、みんなの意識も全然違うし、そうで、例えばそういう場に行ったら、じゃあ天皇だってさ、日本ではまあマスクしてるけど、まあここに来たらちょっと郷に入っては郷に従いみたいな感じでマスク取ろうみたいな、それはその感染対策っていうことだけを考えたら意味が分かんないといえば分かんないじゃん。ここに行ったらいいとかそういうのはないはずだから、でもそういう文化的な側面もあるから、ね、なんか人間ってそんな単純じゃないから。So,
is it over? I wouldn't say it's over.
Well, I wouldn't say it's over. I mean, no one should say it's like I don't really know what it means by it's over.
Does it end? I mean, maybe.
It's like we still have influenza,
I just had it.
Right?
And I just and, had it. I was. Like, I mean, it can't be over. I just had it.
We all get influenza once in a while, and we don't say that it's over, right?
It's over
with us. So I don't really know what that means, but
do people get long influenza, you think?
I'm sure some people do, right?
Never heard of it.
Me neither, but I'm sure some people have it. I don't know.
No.
でも no one talks about it anymore。 だからそのなんだろう、チャールズのディクリーの時もさ、ツイッターで書いたけど、めちゃくちゃもう高齢者のおじいちゃんたちがすごい狭い部屋でさ集まってやったりとかしてて、まあなんもないみたいな感じで、まあもうみんなかかり終わってるからね、多分ね、それが大きいんだと思うけど。
Well, here, we just had the largest wave ever. It was like 4 times bigger than the last large wave. And we had 200,000 infections per day and probably more like deaths, like a lot of deaths per day.
終わってないというか、もう、あの、なんていうの、それぞれの国が取った策とそのフォーカスが違うじゃん。なんか多分こっちはさ、もう、弱いものを切り捨てるみたいな感じだから、多分、もう死ぬ人は死ぬ、もうしょうがないみたいな、もうそれはちょっと置いといて経済とかが死なないようにしましょうって、そっちを優先してしまったから、すごい人も死んだしとか、日本は逆じゃん。日本は多分そういう切り捨てるとかはできないから、あの いい意味でも。
You can't just forget about old people when everyone is old.
Yeah,
you know.
So,
it's impossible.
ね、 なんかかかってない人もまだいっぱいいるし、お年寄りとか、まあ、免疫が弱い人を守るためにどうしようっていうのがすごい考えるだろうし、だからまあアプローチがみんなそれぞれ違うから、どっちがいい悪いっていうのは自分がどこのブラケットに属しているかによって変わってくるっていうか、
うん、
そうで免疫弱者の人にとっては絶対に日本の方がいいと思うし、みんながマスクしてくれてるし、
うん、
まあ、お年寄りも絶対そうじゃん。
Japan is reopening to tourism soon, I think.
Hmm, like completely?
Well, it's I don't think it's completely. They oh. always sort of control how many people can come in. But it's going to be a lot more open. Right now, it's basically, you know, there's a lot of business travel. There might be some tourism, but it's quite small. So
they're... Yeah, it's a lot of money, so it's a lot of money. But I'm going to give you a lot of money.安いってもういっぱい買ってもらってお金を落としてもらわない。
It is way too anyasa. Like they can just buy this whole country right now. Japan、yeah. is just flat broke. Like, like everyone's been devalued by literally 40%. Like if you、yeah. are if you live in Japan, you have yen, you if you go to another country, especially the United StatesYou cannot afford anything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is the cheapest the yen has been since before either of us was born.
I earn in fucking yen. And I live here, so.
Well,
seriously.
Not as bad as if you were in the US or something, I think. The dollar is just comparatively very, very strong. So...But I guess you have your yeah, energy problems or whatever also, you know.
Yeah, like crazy energy problem. And eating out is pretty expensive. And
Do you tip? Wait, I asked you about this before. There's no tipping.
Yeah, no.、Okay. No tipping. No tipping, at least. But still, it's quite expensive. So, yeah.
I still haven't talked about this.Other story.
The last story. Yeah.
Okay. In a study published in Science, researchers at Yale University identified 109 brain cell types shared among primates and 5 brain cell types unique to different primates, including a human-specific immune brain cell with a gene associated with neuropsychiatric diseases. The researchers looked at the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex of humans, chimpanzees, macaques, and marmoset monkeys and found a brain immune cell only present in humans. Analysis of the gene expression within these cells found that the gene FOXP2, mutations of which are associated with various human-specific neurological conditions such as verbal dyspraxia, autism, and schizophrenia. Researcher Nenad Sestan stated the following, quote, Today we view the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex as the core component of human identity, but still we don't know what makes this unique in humans and distinguishes us from other primate species.
Science に掲載されたイェール大学の研究で、霊長類の中で共通している109種類の脳細胞と、それぞれの霊長類固有の5種類の脳細胞を特定し、その中に神経精神疾患に関連する遺伝子を持つ人固有の免疫脳細胞が含まれていることを明らかにしました。チームは人、チンパンジー、マカク、バーモセットの脳の背外側前頭前野に注目し、人にのみ存在する脳免疫細胞を発見しました。この細胞内の遺伝子発現を解析したところ FOXP2 という遺伝子が見つかり、この遺伝子の変異が言語障害、自閉症、統合失調症など人特有のさまざまな神経症状と関連していることが分かりました。チームのネナット・セスタン教授は以下のように述べています。今日我々は背外側前頭前野を人間のアイデンティティの中核的な構成要素として捉えていますが、これがなぜ人間特有で他の霊長類と異なっているのかは未だに分かっていません。
Yep.
Interesting. なんかさ、the question, like, can animals, other animals get ASD?
ASD?
Yeah. It feels like
what about that
people question? Have different answers.
Hmm.
Like, it's not... It's not yes, but it's not no either.
I don't think it's something that we don't really have a profile to diagnose that in non-human subjects.
Yeah,
I don't know if it exists or not, but even if it did exist in primates, I don't think we could diagnose it.
Yeah, I found that back in 2016, in Japan, there was a research that claimed that they found a, like, naturally autistic monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another article that said China created one artificially. I guess you could do that.
They made a monkey autistic.
Yeah. I mean, they do that with mice all the time, right? They just sort of induce... autistic like traits,
right?
And there was another one from the same year, 2016. I don't know why, but Emory University had an article that talked about they sort of looked at different monkeys and they found atypical behaviors, but they could not diagnose them. Well, they did. They said that they were not ASD. So I didn't really understand that, but
ASD is very ambiguous. You know, there's a whole spectrum now, and there are people that are entirely functional in society as far as we can tell, but they would consider themselves to have ASD.
Yeah.
So yeah, that just makes it very difficult. I think some of these other conditions are, I mean, also this verbal dyspraxia is not going to occur in primates in a way that we would easily able to tell, because they don't verbalize as much.
Right.
And something like schizophrenia, like how, what would that look like in a monkey? There are... This FOXP2 gene is found in various animals, birds, and I think in chimpanzees, but it does not, it's not found in the same place, and it seemingly does not have the same function that it does in human beings.
Interesting.
So humans and chimpanzees are 0.... The difference between individual humans genetically is about 0.1% in a DNA level. And then the difference between humans and chimpanzees is about 4% genetically. And this is 35 million nucleotide differences. So we don't know exactly. There are some obvious differences between humans and chimpanzees, but the most mysterious one is this question of consciousness and how we use language, and to what degree do we form a worldview, right? What, and that's obviously disturbed by schizophrenia, right? So this may have implications for our understanding of the evolutionary origins, genetically and otherwise, for human beings. And what makes us human?
Yeah, we're so weird.
Do you think monkeys can be mad? Do you think monkeys can go insane? Has that ever happened? Just a monkey just loses its mind and it starts thinking that the government is tracking him or whatever.
I mean, I'm sure they can. I've met a cat that was very off. And I suspected that the cat had some kind of, I don't know, like social anxiety issues or something like that.
Okay.
That was my husband's aunt's cat.
Okay. Do you think it had like madness? I'm thinking about insanity here. Like a chimpanzee that just, it just snaps. You know, it just has a total psychotic break and it just loses its mind. Or monkeys are generally sane. I mean, obviously most monkeys are sane, but like the question here is, are human beings the only ones that are susceptible to something like schizophrenia or madness? You know?
Yeah. Well,
because we're so intelligent, because we're modeling the world, because we're thinking about time, we're thinking about the future, we're thinking about things that aren't in front of us, right? So sort of the schizophrenic tendency or the cliche is sort of like thinking that people are following you, thinking that people are talking about you all the time, right?
でもさ、なんかそういう たまに動物が見せる abnormal behaviors みたいなのあるじゃん。なんかすごいなんかおとなしい犬だったのに、mm-hmm. 急に人間の赤ちゃんを噛み殺すとかさ、mm-hmm. そういうなんか、まあ、あのクマの有名な事件もそうじゃん。なんか普通はクマはこういうことまではしないんだけども、異常にしつこいとか、
mm-hmm.
もうなんかどう考えても異常であるみたいな。とかさ、
right.
そういうなんていうの、この何があったのか。人間からしたら分かんないけど、なんかこうスナップしちゃったように見えるっていうかさ、
right.
っていうのは動物にもありそうだけどね、別に。
I don't know if that's a sanity thing or if it's something else. If it's just like a,
but what could it
like
be?
Like a rage thing. Well, it happens with sharks too, right? Like some shark will just, this particular shark just wants to kill people. And this shark comes back and kills people, and it becomes like this. The people decide like we have to kill that shark. You know,
right.
It's not about like we need to reduce the overall number of sharks. No,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
that shark, that yeah. one has yeah. to be killed. Right. Same thing with the bears. Something happens, and it happens with pets too. Like I know of a cat that was like super friendly, super nice, and it changed owners and it just became the worst cat. The most aggressive, the most nervous, the most just, and it just, no one could do anything.
Yeah.
It just broke, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so that could be, you know, anxiety disorder or something like that, but.
Yeah, like some sort of PTSD.
Be.
I think animals yeah. get PTSD.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be just humans, right? So, you can like rescue dogs とかもあるじゃん. They definitely have this PTSD type, you know, reaction. And they're scared of everybody, even the rescue center people, because they just think that humans are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. It's not really a...
But it's different.
It's a bit different, I think.
Yeah, that's something that's
like
just
sanity,
coming from.
But.
Yeah.
But how could you not lose your mind if you were a chimpanzee?
I know, right?
Because you see, like, I don't know, your jungle's
I
being chopped down
nuts.
By robots, and you know, there's humans shooting your friends in the face.
Yeah.
And you know. It's
well,
like the intro to the Terminator movie or something. Like,
Yeah. I guess they could get depressed. Right?
I don't know if they do. I did see a headline today saying that rates for depression are much higher than they've ever been in the United States. And some mental health experts were actually saying that everyone should get routine mental health evaluations, like once a year or something. Like health checkups, like mental health checkups or something.
まあ、ダイアグノースされる人が増えてるっていうのもあるじゃん、まず。
Is that all it is, though?
Maybe it's not all, but it's definitely a factor, right? If you think about our grandparents' generation, you know.
I think that's true for every disease, right? That's going to be true for cancer, it's going to be true for autism,
yeah,
it's going to be true
but,
for...
Yeah, but when it comes to depression... it's like self-reporting, Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of up to the doctor. Like there's a checklist, but like when I was diagnosed too, it was kind of, you know, I think I was a typical patient, but even then, like the first doctor that I went to, like he did some weird, like a 交感神経のチェックみたいな、like 指になんかつけて。And then he's like, ah, なんか交感神経が、あの、何?乱れてますね。And then he gave me some 漢方 and then I went to the other doctor and he was like, oh yeah, you're totally depressed and you have anxiety and you have insomnia. Like, you're so typical. Like,
did the 漢
方 I don't even have to think, 的な。No.
No?
not then. I mean, I'm not anti-kampo or anything. I always
You're
take kampo for my No, I always take kampo for my なんだっけこれ、なんて言うんだっけ UTI ってなんて言うんだっけ日本語で
I don't know
あ、膀胱炎そう、
膀
胱炎なりそうにななんかもね癖になってるからなりそうになったなってるなって思ったらあの結構強い漢方があって、それ飲んだらなりかけの時だったら治る。
I've noticed a lot of products being advertised, becoming quite popular in the West that are powders that contain extracts from like different plants and stuff. And it's just like the kampo, I feel like.
Oh.
Like it's starting to become a thing that people take everywhere.
I haven't seen that.
They have like pill versions and they have like these powder versions. I see it a lot on social media.
I just wanted to tell you that I started watching the show that you recommended here forever ago.
Did I recommend
Clarkson's
something?
Farm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
I love Clarkson's Farm.
I think everyone should watch it.
It is. I love that show.
なんかもう完全にそのこと忘れてて、なんかアマゾンカチカチしてなんか見るものないかなって言ってたら、あれなんかこれ昔マイケルが面白いって言ってた気がするけど、なんでこんなの見てんだろうマイケルと思って見たらめっちゃ笑える。本当になんか何にも農業のこと知らないテレビのおじさんが
I love that show so much.
いきなりとんでもないね、まあ、すごい規模の土地をもともと持ってんだよね。で、人を雇って農業やってた人が、あの自分でやるかってなってやるんだけど、あのマジで何にも分かってない状態でやっちゃってるし、なんかお金だけはすごいあるみたいな。
うん。
And he's really good at like self-deprecation humor.
Yeah.
So.
He's
And his
hilarious.
Girlfriend's so hot.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. やっぱお金があって面白ければいいんだみたいな。羨ましい。
It's Jeremy Clarkson. He's a legend. He's gotten canceled and he's quite controversial. Oh yeah, he's been canceled a bunch of times. He actually punched someone in the face at his previous job and got fired.
Oh, okay.
And he's he's very interesting and dynamic. But I'm a huge
fan of
Jordan
Clarkson.
But at
least on the show, he seems like a nice person.
He is a nice person. He's super nice. But he is kind of a prankster too. Like he's he wants everything to be sort of
funny,
fun, right? He wants everyone to have fun, even if it means like disaster.
そう、なんかすごいシュールなんだよね。あの、Yeah, I watched until なんか羊をすごいいっぱい飼って、でもあの子供を産めないあの羊をもうじゃあ肉として売りに行きますみたいな。And then he's like really sad about it, and then
yeah,
なんかこの三頭の羊でなんか he has to do a lot of paperwork and じゃあ最後にお別れに行こうって言って行ったらもういないんだよ。And そこで働いてる人が Oh, I think they're dead. I'm like, what the fuck? Already? Already? What?
Yeah.
And the guy's like really sad and like, oh. And then, yeah, I'm not going to spoil it, but
it's real. It's, really it's so educational too. You know, it's a very educational show.Like、
そう、
you learn so much about what they have to do and what it takes.
そう、そう、私も何にも農業のこと分かってないからさ、そこでこうやっぱ土をこう最初に掘ってふかふかにした方がもちろん種は根付きやすいんだけど、まあ、時間が間に合わなくて掘らずにもう種をまくんだよね。その時に、まあ、でもこっちの方が環境にはいい。その土を掘り起こしてね、何 CO2 が出ないから。とかああそうかとかあなんかトラクターはでかすぎるとやっぱダメなんだとかあの really funny、
yeah.
それはけ確かにおすすめ Clarkson's Farm
yeah
面白い
it's great、yeah. and so few people know what is going on to provide all the foodthat everyone's eating, you know.
そうしかもさ、雨が降ったら私の種まきができませんって言ってさ、でもイギリスだからめちゃくちゃ雨降るわけじゃん。で本当は2週間で終わらせたいとこがもう1ヶ月とかかかっちゃうみたいな。だからイギリスの農家の人ってどうしてんだろうみたいな。もう天気にめちゃくちゃ左右されちゃうから大変なんだなとか。ね、その羊を飼うのもさ。意外と、まあ、すごい大変だしお金もかかるしでこう彼が毎回何かこうショートカットしようとするんだよねみんなのアドバイスを聞かずにこうもっと楽にできるんじゃないかみたいなさやるんだけど、yeah. 結局それは理由があってみんなそうしてないからそれをちょっと痛い目にあったりとかしてああなるほどなみたいな、
mm-hmm. And it makes you think for a second like yeah why can't you just do it that way
そうそうそう
and then he finds outYou know,
so so.
These people are professionals, obviously, and each farmer is like each farmer is making enough food for thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, it's a huge responsibility, and then there's so much that's just left up to nature, like weather and stuff, just out of your control.
Yeah, なんかさ he hires this really young farmer kid, right, and.This kid is like helping him do everything and なんかそうやって勝手なことをそのおじさんがやっちゃうからその若い子にめちゃくちゃブチ切れられたりとかしてそれも面白いしめっちゃ切れてるじゃんみたいな、
yeah.
そのおじさんの農場なんだけどねなんだけどその若い子が一生懸命やってるから何してくれてんだみたいな感じですっごい切れたりして面白いまだなんかエピソード3ぐらいかなしか見てないけど
That kid, as young as he is, he was raised on a farm and he knows
Yeah, I was like, もうゾンビアパカリプスとかになったらもうこの子だけが生き残るなみたいな
Yeah
本当にもう私みたいな人は一瞬で死ぬもう彼みたいな人だけがちゃんと生き残って食べ物も長期的に確保してとかできるんだろうなって
What happened with your finger?
Oh, my finger. あの、Victorinox っていうあのメーカーがあるじゃないですか、ナイフの。もう何百万人の指を切ってきたナイフなんですけど。 それで硬いパンをねちょっと息子が家を出る直前にお腹空いたとか言うもんだから硬いパンをそれギョギョってスライスしてたのよ、
うん、
横向きにね、
うん、
でちょっとなんかよそ見しても急いでたしなんか息子に言いながらこうギコギコってやってたら自分の親指ごとギコギコしちゃったの。でその手が滑ってナイフで包丁で切っちゃうとか今までもあったんだけどその力を込めて自分の指をギコギコしたのはちょっと初めてだったもんで。
This is serrated? It's a serrated blade?
Serrated?
It has、ギザギザ on it.
うん、あの、フランスパンとか切るやつわかる？ギザギザ。
Yeah, yeah.
うん、です。もうめちゃくちゃ何でも硬いもの切れるやつで、ギコギコってやっちゃったの、本当に。そしたらもう爪ごと、なんだろう、爪半分の深さまで指を爪ごとスライスしちゃったのね。
Huh.
で、血がバー出て、あ、やっちゃった。で最初に思ったのが、
like、from this way? Like this?
ね、like、言葉で説明。
The front of the thumb or the top of the thumb?
ね、横向きでなんだけど、こういう感じ？言葉で説明できない。
Wait, you cut the top or the bottom of your thumb?
So, around the
top
thumb. Yeah.
Around the top of the thumb.
Yeah, around the top of the thumb, including my nail.
And you cut your nail so it went, in half.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I sliced it. And その、あってなって、最初に思ったのが、くそ！よりによってこの国でって思ったよりによってこの国でって思って、GP 電話出るかなみたいな。これは何とかして縫わずにいけるかどうかみたいなさ、
うん、
でまあちょっと水でジャーってしてそっからもうさギュッてくっつけてもう死ぬ気で止血したらでも自力で止めれたの。
うん。Wait, how deep was the cut? 何ミリ？
よくわかんないんだよね。わかんない。でも自力で止めれたってことは血を
Like、
見た目よりかはやばくないのかな。3、いやでもね爪だけでいくとね 1センチはいかないまでも1センチ弱はいっちゃってんだよね。だ爪のなんていうの横から半横向きに爪の親指の外側から半分まではいっちゃってる感じ。
The length、
うん、でその指の裏側まで同じ長さいっちゃってるから、
mm.
まあどうなっちゃったのか分かんないんだけどね。
So you didn't go to the doctor?
そうだからもう死ぬ気で止血して。
なんで
一応止まったからもう止まった瞬間にもう何傷パワーパッドみたいなやつでもうギュッてしてで信じられないぐらいさ。
If you cut yourself like that, you have to go get a tetanus shot, or you could die. You can easily get tetanus
well,
infection.
Well, it's too late.
No, if you get a deep cut, you have to go to the hospital, and they have to give you a tetanus shot.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can die.
Well, it's too late.
Because if you get tetanus, you'll die. Probably.
I know. And I probably don't have...antibody for that left.
Probably
at the
not.
Age of 35,
Most people
yeah.
need a tetanus booster.
Booster, yeah.
If they get a deep cut. Actually,
anyway, I'm still alive. And
for now.
I washed my
Wait, when
wound
was
immediately.
This?
ね、月曜日かな。
Oh,
日曜日かも。
So it's been several days. Why didn't you go to the doctor? If you were in Japan, you would have gone to the doctor, right? Because it would have cost you 400 yen. Seriously. Even if you needed stitches.
Well, here it's free, so it's
okay,
not...
Okay, well then why didn't
the
you
price
go
is not the...
to the doctor?
Yeah, なんか別にすることないって言われんじゃないかな。とか、まあ、 ワーケン、あ、しかもだ月曜だったんだっけな、まあ、とにかく祝日だったか日曜日だったかも、なんかやってないだろうしみたいな、とにかくめんどくさいことになったなと思って、うん、I'm okay but ちょっとあなんていうの、そのギコギコってやったその感触が自分であったから、それがショッキングだったっていう話、それだけの話。いや、
I think you should probably still go to the doctor, especially if it's free. I mean, you can get your tetanus shot if that's free.
I guess. And
you might as well get
it. I guess.
My dad was changing one of those circular fluorescent bulbs.
Hmm.
And you know they're like held in by like a bunch of clips on each side and stuff. And he was like rotating the fluorescent bulb, getting it out of that bracket, and the bulb burst.
Mm.
The fluorescent bulb burst, and it sliced his hands like pretty deep. And so he had to go to the hospital and get a bunch of stitches. And he had like 7 stitches for one of them, and like, I don't know. Like, he got a bunch of stitched up fingers, and they also gave him, I think they gave him the tetanus shot. No, he had actually he had recently gotten a tetanus shot, actually.
Okay, good.
I think.
いやー、その、そうやってな、なんていう、不可抗力でさ、やっちゃう場合ってもうさ、完全に自分のせいじゃないじゃん。まあ、手が滑るとかもさ、自分でやってるわけじゃないから、もう、堂々と手を切っちゃいましたって言えるんだけど、私今回なんか、ギコギコって力を込めてやったから、すっごいなんつうかアホだなみたいな、そんな人間いるかみたいなさ。
Well, my dad felt similarly, I'm sure.
まあでもなんか事故じゃんそれは、like、いやでもそれは事故だから自分のせいじゃないけど、私なんか力を込めて切っちゃったから、でもそのめちゃくちゃ血出て、ちょっと私なんかもうクラクラしてきて、その時それを見て、わーって思って、でその時ずっとなんか、いや子供を産んだ時のことを思い出せみたいな、自分で自分に落ち着こうとしてさ、もうこあのブレスした時のことを思い出したら、もうこんなのなんともない、もうあの時のことを思い出してみみたいな、自分で自分に言って、すごい便利だなと思った。あれと比べたら確かにこれはなんとでもなんでもないなみたいなさ、そういうレファレンスができたから自分の中で、
はい。What was your reference before that?
ないよ。
Oh, really?
特に、
Hmm.
まあだからすごいちっちゃいレファレンスじゃない？あ、あの時なんか指ぶつけた。痛かった。
You hit your funny bone or something.
いや、弱。弱。
You banged your shin on
こ
たつ。
そう。大したのなかったけど、もう何 second degree tear だっけ、なんか忘れたけど、筋肉のとこまで tear したから、下を、それと比べたら本当にもうなんてことはない。
I'm surprised you cut your finger with a bread knife though. They're, mine's pretty dull. Like, I don't think it'll
it's Victorinox. So Victorinox, 私これ着て切るの数年ぶり2回目なんだけど、1回目は果物ナイフで、あの見た目は可愛いんだよね、なんか持ち手が真っ赤でさ、でなんか全然可愛いですみたいな顔してんだけど、やっぱアーミーナイフの会社だから、持ってる人本当に皆さん気をつけて、もびっくりするぐらい切れちゃうから、普通の包丁と全然違う。
I think bread knives, they don't need to be that sharp though.
でもやっぱね、あの硬いパン切るとき、そのバゲットとかさ、
バゲット、
すごい簡単にスーッと切れるのよ。その要領でこう爪もスーッと やっちゃった。ギコギコしちゃった。
I have a ceramic knife that's scary sharp. Like it is scary sharp. Like I can just touch a tomato and it'll just go. It's just, it's like.Crazy how sharp it is.
Yeah, I don't trust ceramic knife. That's scary.
And I have thought, like, if I'm like chopping carrots or something, and my finger goes there, it's just, I mean, it's just it's gone.
Yeah.
Like the tip yeah. is just comes off, right?
By yeah.
Yeah.
So ne.
I like the ceramic knife though, but it is scary.
いろんな種類があるでしょ。でもそこまでシャープじゃないのとすごいシャープのとあるよね。
The ones I've used are super super sharp, and I don't sharpen them. They just stay like that. It's not like super expensive ones or anything.
Do you remember Serial the podcast? それの人がさ、he was released.
I heard about that.
And なんかね、見たらね、その番組シリオが2014年だったの。でもほぼ10年経ってんだと思って、私それに衝撃を受けちゃった。
Wait, 結構
最近のことに感じる。
Is he guilty in your opinion? Not like guilty, but do you think he did it?
My 完全に素人 opinion is thatまあ、プリズンに入ってたのは確かにおかしいとは思う。その証拠だけで、でも、I thought my impression was that he did it, but I don't know.
So there just wasn't that much evidence.
To me, yeah. So that feels really weird to see. I saw this footage of him getting out of the court or prison or whatever. And there were so many people and they were all cheering. That feels strange to me. Like, I wouldn't really be there cheering. Yeah.
But if there's not enough evidence or if the evidence is weak, then it's good that he was released,
just,
right?
Yeah, but so what I'm saying is that I'm not going to be there cheering because...
You think he did it?
I think a lot... I think the podcast was sort of to make you feel that he's innocent. There was a strong narrative. But even back then, like, I listened to the whole thing and halfway through I was like, oh yeah, like, this is very problematic. Maybe he didn't do it. But then every time they...let him talk. Like everything else might be suggesting that he didn't do it or there was not enough evidence that he did it. But then every time he himself talks, I was like, wait a minute, this is such a weird thing to say. Like, そういうのがちょっとありすぎたんだ。Like, if you were really, really innocent, would you say this? Maybe you would. I don't know. But so I might be completely wrong, but...
I do think there's something to that, though. There's just certain things that an innocent person wouldn't say. At least it seems that way. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's hard to say, like, definitively, but...
One thing that really did it for me was when he said, like... Like, you would never get 100% of certainty of what happened that afternoon. Like, no one would ever know except for me.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, if you were completely innocent, then you are the one, you're just like one of us, right? Like, you shouldn't really know what happened that afternoon. So why would you be the one who knows if you were innocent? Like, that's such a weird thing to say, and that really stuck with me. And then there were several other things that he said that made me go like, I don't know.Like, why would you say this?
Yeah, I thought something similar to that when I saw is it Chris Hemsworth? That's the Thor guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, his trainer was like doing a live stream or something, and someone commented like, oh, I wonder what Chris...was taking to like put on that muscle to like get in shape. And his trainer like got so defensive and weird. And he was like, it was just like hard work, and he worked his butt off, and he was like, We didn't even know what steroids were back then. And it's like, wait a second. You didn't know what steroids were like 5 years ago? And this, and the guy's like, the guy's just like shredded out of his friggin' shirt. Like this trainer guy just has veins like popping out of his neck and stuff. And when he said that they didn't even know what steroids were, like the internet just came down on him. It's like, like a bullshit, dude. You're a professional trainer for Hollywood stars. Like you've never heard of steroids.
Yeah.
It's just so like. It's one of those things that
I mean, no one would say that.
Like that's such a stupid denial, you know. It's like
we
you
still
went
don't
too
know,
far.
Right?
But he did steroids. It's obvious. It's super obvious. In my
well, they were talking about Chris Hemsworth, right? Like
yeah,
it's just. まあ、だからその自分がその立場になってもしかしてそういう本当にイノセンなのにそういう怪しく聞こえることを言っちゃう可能性っていうのは当然もう誰にでもあるから何とも言えないんだけど
But it's like the serial thing. It's like what he said.
Yeah, but
you know, it's just
yeah, it's like,
you just can't imagine
because,
someone saying that, honestly.
Yeah, it was weird because the show was trying so hard to make you think that he's innocent and I'm trying to think that he's innocent. You know, I'm ready.
Right.
I'm not trying to be skeptical. I'm like, he's already in prison, you know? So I'm trying to believe that he's innocent. But then, yeah, every time he said something, it's just like, just let me believe you are innocent. Like, why are you? なんで逆の効果なんだろうって。ちょっと不思議だった。
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what people were saying about Hemsworth trainer. It's like, he threw Hemsworth under the bus by just.
Yeah.
Going too far with the denial. I mean, no one really knows. Just like the serial guy was saying, nobody really knows the truth. But
yeah, or like how like I remember he was very defensive and upset about the fact that the prosecutors said that it was premeditated.
Premeditated.
And he was like, you know, can you believe it wasn't just that it was out of you know passion? They're saying that I planned this and blah, blah, blah. And he was sort of fixated on that. And that felt really strange to me, too. Like, if I didn't kill anybody, like, it doesn't really matter if they were saying that I planned it or it was out of passion. Like, I didn't do it. So either way, like, it's not true. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, that affects the length of your sentence.
Right.
So maybe that's why he was upset about it. But
did you see that the Beyond Meat CEO?
Oh, yeah. yeah. Bit someone's
supposedly
nose.
Supposedly he bit someone's nose off or something.
It didn't say he bit his someone's nose off, right? They just said
maybe
he
I added
bit
off.
Someone's nose. Yeah. That makes a huge difference, Michael.
Well, I mean, he would probably say that too, right? Like, I didn't bite it off. There's like a big difference here. I didn't swallow any nose
meat.
I'm still vegan. People should still buy our vegan patties. But the headline
so what,
was like so shocking because he's...
What happened?
Like,
exactly?
Beyond Meat is like this vegan meat.
Well,
like,
I know that, but why did he bite someone's nose? Was it someone he knew, or?
I don't think there's a good reason to ever bite someone's nose.
Well, I know, but, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Especially if you're vegan.
I mean, biting someone's nose is kind of hard, right? How do you even do that? You have to be super, like, your faces need to be super close. だからその UFC のさ、ウェイインの時みたいな感じでもうめっちゃ因縁付き合ってたってこと？その時に急に噛んだみたいな話？どうやったら人の鼻を急に噛めるんだろう？
I don't think he was in an MMA face off when it happened.
ロジ的な意味で意味が分かんないよね。なんか
I'm sure he had to like tilt his head a bit, right? To
yeah,
to
もう
really...
キスする要領じゃんだって。
You don't bite a nose just like straight on. You have to sort of tilt your head one way. And...
まあそれかだからチョークとかする形でこう押さえつけた上で鼻を噛む人なんているの、どういうこと？
I don't know. There's no real explanation, or at least I didn't see any high quality reporting on this incident. It's basically a headline thing, and nobody knows if this even happened, right? It's sort of alleged.
Ah, so なの?
That, well, he may deny it. It's not like this was. Is this confirmed somehow? Like, he was arrested for reportedly biting someone's nose, but. I mean, it probably happened. I don't know. It's a little too on the nose, the whole thing.
やめて。やめてやめて。おじさん味がある今のは。やばいやばい。ああ。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。冒頭でお伝えした通りバイリンガルニュース .jp ストアで新しいあの猫星人のねあの可愛いやつ T シャツが売り切れちゃったんだけど、それのトレーナーバージョン。
うん、How does it look?
黒い、めっちゃ可愛い。それが今出てるのでぜひチェックして、トレーナーっていうか何、長袖シャツ？
うん、トレーナー。
トレーナー。
Yeah, it's like a it's a sweat shirt. Sweatshirt.
Okay. トレーナー。うん。
Yeah.
そう、私がロンドンにいるから現物を見れてないっていう悲しい現実があるんで。なのでチェックしてみてください。あ、宿題のフィードバックを送ってくださっている方々本当にありがとうございます。大変助かっています。あのまだまだ募集しているのでぜひお願いします。あとエッセイもあの質問してくださっている方々本当にありがとうございます。助かります。バイリンガルニュース jp@gmail.com で宿題へのリクエストとか、エッセイへの質問を受け付けているのでぜひお願いします。
お願いします。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。